Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, it's me, Josh, the person who hosts this show. It's been a few years since I've been doing these ones. So what I thought I'd do, seeing we're in the lead up to Melbourne Comedy Festival, is I'll put out the previously only behind the paywall Don't You Know Who I Am's that we recorded at Morris House, the Basement Comedy Club, of 2022 and 2023. I'm going to put these out every day of this week, and so you can enjoy them. But why am I doing this? Well, it's all promotion, baby. I'm doing this to promote my shows in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Yes, I'm doing 4 Don't You Know Who I Am's Saturdays, 3 p.m. at Morris House in the Basement Comedy Club. It's 120 Exhibition Street. So that's March 30, April 6, April 13, April 20. Tickets are at joshearl.com.au. Season pass is $65. Single show is $20. Plus, while I've got you here, I'm also doing a live stand-up show, my brand new stand-up show, 4 Burners. It's not a podcast. I do have a podcast called 4 Burners, but this is the stand-up show based on the same premise. It's at Tasma Terrace, which is at 4 Parliament Place. So I'm doing that April 8 to April 21, every single night at 8:35. If you buy a ticket to one of the preview shows, that's April 8, 9 or 10, you get a free ticket to any Don't You Know Who I Am of your choice during the comedy festival. All you got to do is simply message me on Instagram with the name of the booking. My DMs are open, and I'll put you on the door for whatever Don't You Know Who I Am you want to go to. So hopefully you enjoy these. If you want to hear more Patreon episodes, like the Comedy Republic seasons, Catfish seasons, the Sydney and Brisbane shows I did, head over to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. And you've got hundreds of hours of bonus content for just $5 a month. Anyway, that's all from me. Enjoy this episode recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's a real funny one. Cheers.
Don't you know who I am? The podcast that asks who knows why. We're downstairs, yeah. Don't know why we're downstairs. Have no idea, but we're here today. We're here. Never been here before. I love the smell of fresh paint. It's great. Hey, we have a massive show today. So what I'm going to do, if you've never been before, what I do, at the start of all the shows, I trawl the internet and I find out who shares their name with me, Josh Earle. And this week, there's a new one. A new one. Yes. An American doctor, a urologist, whose real name is Wesley Earle, but he's changed his name to Josh Earle. Never a good sign when your doctor changes their name legally. That's. But he posted a video on YouTube welcoming himself to the new clinic he's working for, and his tagline for it is, "As your doctor, we'll come together." Mate, you're a urologist. That's not good. Probably why people are there. Anyway, hey, we have 4 very, very funny guests, so let's meet them now. Our first guest shares her name with a violin teacher in Salt Lake City, but what we have here is UK comedian doing a show called Reenchantment. Please welcome back to the pod, it's Josie Long, everyone! Yeah, you're that one.
Hello!
Hey, mate. How you doing?
It's so good. It's so nice to be here. And can I tell you, the other Josie Longs really get in the way of my life.
Yeah.
One Josie Long, I don't know who she is constantly trying to communicate with a prisoner in a Louisiana jail. And like once a month I get an email that's like, you have received a communication request from like Leroy Jenkins III or whatever. And it'll be like, do you consent to speaking with the inmate? You know, and I go with it.
Yeah.
But,
like,
but that happens all the time.
All right, our next guest is a first-timer to the podcast. They share their name with a German mathematician. Ooh. So do your own 9 jokes. please welcome to the show, from his show, Literally Who Cares? It is Leo Reich, everyone! Oh, someone in the way. Hey, Leo.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. You're wearing a Melbourne Demons hat.
Yeah, go Demons.
Wrong audience, buddy. Wrong audience. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I have a confession to make up top, is that I've been corresponding with a prisoner in a Louisiana jail. And I didn't realise the pen name I was using.
Is this your first time in the country?
It's my first time in Australia, yeah.
How are you finding it?
Imagine if I was like, it sucks. And I want you all dead. No, it's great. It's so nice. Great.
Awesome. Okay, our next guest shares their name with a principal advisor, talent, and resourcing manager at Rio Tinto. Now, I don't know what that is, but it sounds like they've got a lot of money. But the one we have here is doing their show called This Is the Last Goldfish I'm Going to Eat for You. Please welcome back to the pod. It's Grace Jarvis, everyone. Hello, Grace.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
I have recently been in contact with another Grace Jarvis because they were getting my emails. She messaged me on Instagram and was like, I hope you made your Delta flight and or that you got your posters from the New Zealand Comedy Festival. I was like, I did not. I will investigate where they've gone. She's like, it's not even my name anymore. I got married.
Now, I want to talk to you in a second about your show on Monday night. But okay. What I want to do, I want to introduce our last guest and then we're going to talk about this.
Sure, okay.
Because I want him to be included.
I don't know what's happening now.
Finally, is a man who shares his name with a research and information officer at the Vegetarian Society in Warrington, England. One we have here is doing their show, Everything Funny All the Time, Always. Please welcome it back to the pod. It's Roy O'Leary. Hello, Ray.
Hello. I'm actually vegan, so...
I found this person, I had to double-check it wasn't you.
Get on my level. Vegetarian, that's nothing. I've also just gotten out of prison, and Josie Long will not stop trying to contact me.
We can finally get married.
And also, this is my first Melbourne Comedy Festival, and I'll say what Leo won't say. You guys suck.
Well, I want to talk. So Grace sent me through a story, which we're not going to use, but I want you to talk about it because you had a show on Monday night with a man in the front row.
Oh
right?
Yeah, on Monday night, my show is at 6:20 at Trades Hall, and it was a Monday, and he blacked out and fell asleep in the front row.
I've apologized like 9 times for that.
And the rest of the audience was very unnerved by this, but I was like, he's not making any noise. I mean.
It's a ticket.
Fine.
It's a ticket sale. Yeah.
Yeah, he bought a ticket. He can lie there.
Also, he was lying across multiple seats.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. No one was sitting next to him. I see why now. Yeah. But, and then afterwards, I was like, oh, it's fine. And then I went backstage and waited for the house to be clear. And he didn't move for ages. It took like 4 people to revive him. And I was like behind a curtain being like, please don't be dead. Please don't be dead.
It's like one of those luxury tickets on an airplane. Like, I'd buy extra 3 seats.
If you want to buy 3 seats and sleep in my show, you are incredibly welcome.
All right, our first game today is called Social Media. What I'll read out tweets by you four. If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. If you do, I'll call you a dipshit. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. Okay, so here we go. Question 1. Elon Musk is a dog's dick.
Leo, I say my own name?
Yeah, you say your own, you got that beat, right?
Ray, surely.
No, it's Josie Long.
What?
For Josie.
Sorry, I just have a lot of hidden depth.
I would never disrespect Elon Musk like that.
All right, question 2. I studied philosophy, or if you're American, sorcery.
Josie Long.
Yes, Josie Long.
Grace Jarvis.
No, that is Ray O'Leary.
That explains so much about you.
Yeah.
Did you really study philosophy?
Yes, I have a master's in philosophy, and I pivoted to comedy.
Because there's more money in it?
Yeah.
It's the only time someone pivoted to comedy and their parents were like, oh, thank God. Like,
yeah.
Question 3. Got addicted to porn and now I can only come if all the furniture is hideous.
Right.
Yes, Ray.
Ray, that's got it. That's Grace.
No, that's Leo.
Why did people laugh at that? That's medical.
Okay, question four. Me at a farm. This is very Orwellian. It's a
Grace.
Really good joke. Yes, Grace.
Ray.
That is Ray, yeah. Put there for Grace.
Yeah, so that philosophy degree paying off.
Yeah. Okay, question five. We're nearly halfway through the comedy festival. By this point, you should have a slightly scratchy throat and a crush on someone 10 years older than you.
Josie Long.
Yes, Josie.
That was just me saying everyone should have a crush on me because I'm now 10 years older. I think that was Grace Jarvis.
You are correct. That was Grace, yes.
Oh. No comment.
It's depressing. I'm 20 years older than Grace.
Not in the bracket.
I didn't put this one because we're talking about Comedy Festival, but Leo, you wrote this about Edinburgh Fringe. Hopefully this year someone has the guts to perform a stand-up storytelling show based on their lived experiences. And I didn't put it because I thought it might be a bit too in-house, but you got it, which is great. Oh, yeah.
A direct attack?
No, you're so brave.
Oh, thank you.
And your seats are so comfy. Yeah.
They are. Trades Hall, get over there.
All right, question six. Cool date idea. We bother some ducks.
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
I think that's Grace Jarvis.
That is Grace Jarvis, yes.
I'd love to be bothered. I don't know.
Would you be happy with that as a date? You go to
that's
the park.
That's the perfect
and
date.
What? By bother, do you mean like throw stuff at them or just?
No, I just want just follow them around, kind of thing.
Yeah. Do you ever do that thing where you pretend to throw some bread and they all look?
You're so mean to ducks.
Stupid ducks.
So cute. If now at the back they say.
Someone actually asked me recently what my ideal date would be, and I was like, I don't know, walk around a bit, eat some bread. And I was like, wait, my ideal man is a duck. Fuck.
Anyone else have the perfect date idea? I've been out of the game for too long. Yeah.
Going on a perfect date? Oh, it's too much pressure. I'd like to go on a below average date.
That's why I always say comedy is a good thing for a day because you don't talk to each other. No. It's great. Someone else entertains.
Oh, but then you would. Don't you have that thing where you go to something and you spend the whole time being like.
Is that happening now? Is anyone on a date? I mean, if you did bring someone to a live podcasting, that's a bad date. I'm sorry. It's not a good date. All right.
It's these two, they're missing. The date's going very well. Yeah. They're not here.
Question seven. People who tell you to live in the real world do not make it sound at all appealing. Live in the real world, mate, it sounds dog shit and even you hate it.
Leo Reich.
Yes, Leo.
Josie Long.
That was Josie Long, yes.
Thank you, friend.
I think you're the only one on the panel who would say mate.
That's a shame because you're Australian.
No, I'm not excluding myself. I don't think these three would say mate.
Oh, come on, mate. Yeah.
Do you want to practice now? Shall we try?
Yeah.
Mate.
Mate.
That sounds like one of us is about to kill ourselves.
Well, it's been a long
festival. It's a long festival.
Question eight. I cannot believe I'm having to suffer the indignity of being jealous of Australians.
Josie Love.
Yes, Josie.
Ray.
No, that was Leo.
Yes, I would never be jealous of Australians.
That was context specific. It was that bit in the pandemic where like everyone in Australia was dancing.
Except for Melbourne. World's longest lockdown.
Go Demons.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of demons those 2 years. A lot of inner demons.
Don't worry about us.
Surprisingly the Blues won. Okay.
That'd be a way better name for the team. Inner Demons.
Inner Demons, yeah. We've got a team called the Blues.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're from New Zealand, right?
Carlton.
Oh, is that not in New Zealand?
Ray just wandered over here. He just walked over the Tasman somehow. He's lost.
Up the Gold Coast Sun.
I like it. That's an obscure one. Right. Question 9. People who tell you audiobooks don't count as real reading are the most miserable cunts out there. There's more to it. Like, I don't care if it counts. I'm not reading to feed some weird superiority complex. I want to hear a story.
Leo.
Yes, Leo.
Grace.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Yes, Leo.
I love audiobooks. I don't know. The only time I've said cunt online was powerfully riled up that day about audiobooks.
Fight the good fight.
Yeah, thank you.
They're like podcasts for smart people.
Josh, can I say, you're making it possible for me to cheat and I don't wish to.
Sorry.
Please angle away.
I just don't want to turn my back on these people here who got here early and got the worst seats. All right.
I'll switch with you. I'd love to cheat.
Looking at the scores, Leah, you don't need to. Okay.
Go inner demons.
Our final question for this first round. Wow. Okay. Unfollowing now. Was a huge fan of his cookies. Had no idea he was a monster.
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Ray.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
And I stand by it.
Yeah.
He was on the flight logs.
My favourite thing of the flight logs, I didn't think this would come up, but that the name, you know, Epstein's flight logs, or the people who went to the island, Chris Tucker was on there, or a person called Chris Tucker, not the comedian, different guy. Oh. Yeah, but poor Chris Tucker from, you know, the Jackie Chan films and Air, he got a bit in trouble, but it wasn't him. Get
he's
him on
fine.
The podcast.
Or was it him and he's just had an amazing PR campaign?
Who'd have thought that mentioning Epstein's Island was going to bring the mood down? Okay. At the end of the first round, the scores are Josie, Grace and Ray all on 2 points. Give it up. But in the lead on 4 points is Leo Reich. All right, this round is called We Are Family. Now, we all have family, and sometimes that is good, sometimes not so good, okay? And in this round, we talk about those moments that have stayed with us. And today we're talking about a young Ray O'Leary. Now, Ray was a good boy. But one day...
I was.
Yeah.
Masters in philosophy, people.
Yeah. One day, though, he upset his mum by doing something pretty out of character when she bent over. But what? But what did Ray do?
I think I've seen this.
Yeah. I was about to say, we've got to get some ugly furniture in here right now.
Ray was a good boy.
But what did he do? Was it A, he ran and jumped off his mum's back so he could pretend to take a rugby pack mark? Not being braced for the impact, she fell forward and needed 6 stitches in her chin. Was it B, he went and put his bare ass in her face? When she looked up, she was shocked and pushed him, and because his trousers were by his ankles, he tripped into the cupboards, causing Ray to get a blood nose. Or C, he put a dead bird on her shoulder and said, I wanted to turn you into a pirate. One of those is true. You can ask Ray as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, Ray wants you to get it incorrect, so he gets your points. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Ray, I have a question.
Yes, Josie Long.
What breed of bird?
I think like a common bird you'd find dead on a farm. Like a sparrow, I think.
Did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, I did. Yeah, you can tell, right?
Right, so you're on a farm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was out in a paddock.
Your mum lived in a paddock?
I claimed the house, and she would live out in the paddock. Yeah.
How into rugby were you at the time?
Oh, I love my ruggers. up the Gold Coast Suns.
So what's a pack mark? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
pack mark.
Yeah, rugby pack mark. Yeah, so that's when you don't have the ball, but you still want to give it a bit of a good go. And so I, you know, charged my mum with a shoulder charge.
On the assumption that she had the ball?
Yeah, yeah. We were mid-game and she didn't realise. And I rugby pack-marked her.
Okay. Thank you for explaining, because obviously I'm only an expert on AFL.
So, I have a 4-year-old daughter and she 100% would do the bare bottom thing.
Yeah.
But the problem is you said you're in the paddock.
Yeah.
And then one of these is that she pushed you into a cupboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one of the stories could have taken place
Agatha
inside.
Christie over here. I see. But yeah. So you're entertaining like multiple worlds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The first story happened inside. The last story happened outside. And the second story happened in a fantasy world. Where at age 11 you get sent a letter to Hogwarts.
I already think it's the second one. I like the liminal space.
Yeah. Do people know what they're going to lock in?
Oh.
Any more questions?
Wait, so it was... I like how sort of you needlessly threw your own child under the bus as well. It's like, by the way, I have a kid and she does weird shit the whole time. Anyway, back to Ray.
How old were you?
4.
Suspicious.
You were 4?
Yeah, the exact age of a weird kid would be weird.
Were you 4 in all the stories or just in the first one you were 4?
4 in the first one. 8 in the middle one. And 29 in the last. Rule of 3, baby.
Do you know what? I could take a guess at this stage, and I think it is the bird one.
Yeah.
You think it's like C, the bird?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Leo, what do you think?
I think it's the bum one.
The bum one? Uh-huh. And Grace?
I also like the bird.
You like the bird? Well, the correct answer was C. It was the bird, so a point for Josie.
Yes!
A point for Grace, and a point for Ray.
Yeah.
How did your mum take a dead bird being put on her shoulder?
About as well as I could have hoped. I think she hated it. I think she screamed at me. And then she now retells the story as often as she can. But, you know.
I like that you had such a strong concept of what a pirate looks like, but you saw a pigeon and you were like, this'll work.
Was the next move just poking her in the eye?
And chopping her hand off.
Yeah.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Josie, Grace and Ray all on 3 and still in the lead on 4. It's Leo.
Oh, I thought Ray stole my points.
No, he got yours, but they only got one.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, okay, great.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Very Australian. What I'll do, I'll read out a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, so they get your point. Okay. To Ray, when Leo was in high school, he was trying to pass as straight, so told everyone in his class he loved the show Top Gear. There's more. He had never watched Top Gear, so that night decided to give it a go. That night, his uncle also happened to be visiting and saw Leo watching Top Gear. So every year since, for Christmas, this uncle will buy Leo some Top Gear merch. Yeah or nah? Asking questions.
I've met Leo backstage, and I can tell from his politics it'd be a huge Clarkson here. I think. Do I just lock in yet?
No, please ask some questions. We're only
please
20 minutes into
question.
The show. So, yeah.
I want to talk about Top Gear.
What was the present? Like, what presents have you received from this uncle?
I received a T-shirt with famous Top Gear character The Stig on it.
Oh, yeah.
I have received a small model of the very same Top Gear character The Stig. I have received a book that is in theory by Jeremy Clarkson about the show Top Gear. That is, I must say, mainly pictures.
Sounds like Clarkson could have written it. Mostly the Stig. It sounds.
It's mainly Stig based. Stig or Stig adjacent.
Did he? What? Do you remember the episode you watched? Any details about it?
So that it was three guys and cars were in it.
Are you still passing us straight to this uncle?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I think the uncle maybe thinks, you know, he's not like those other gays. He's got a lot of levels, this guy. He's gay, but he loves the Stig.
What do you think, Ray? Are you going to lock in anything?
I'm going to lock in, yes, it's true.
You are correct. This is a true story. Yes, point there for Ray.
That's true. I will be selling Stig merch at the end of the show.
Will you ever tell him you're not into Top Gear?
We're not close.
Okay.
Did that come across from the story?
All right, to Leo. Now, Josie once broke up with a guy because he would constantly air drum to songs. It isn't the main reason they broke up, but it was definitely the thing that triggered it. Yeah or nah?
We got a write in from the audience here.
Can I ask her the question?
Ask the audience member.
So when did you meet Air Drum Guy? what genre of songs are we talking? Are we talking
anything?
Anything.
Uh-huh. So say you've got like...
Uh-huh was one of the...
Yeah.
Anything that is on the radio.
And when did the air drumming first become apparent in the over the course of the relationship?
Oh, I would say that it was obvious from the start, but at the start you're just kind of like, I'm sure this won't be a big... You know, see, it was like...
He's just full of life.
Yeah. It's like somebody who beatboxes and you sort of think, oh, that's fun. I hope this doesn't come out a lot.
Oh, okay. We're different people. I think, get away.
Like red.
The fly. First time someone starts beatboxing, I'm leaving. I'm not even bothering to break up with them. I'm like, I'm gone.
I'm of a different generation.
Was it dangerous to drive? Like, because he'd start drumming on the stairs.
I can't drive.
Oh,
he could not drive. But it was embarrassing any time we were being driven or in a cab.
I would never go out with someone who doesn't drive because I love cars and I love Top Gear.
Can you drive now, Josie?
No. I keep getting close and then I get pregnant and I get too scared and I stop.
Same here. Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, that feels so true.
It's not true.
It's not true. How fucking dare you? You don't fucking know me. Who's heckling now? I've broken up with people because they were abusive to me. I went too heavy. It's 3 p.m.
Would this be a deal breaker if someone was air drumming?
I mean, to be honest, it's hard for me to have these hypotheticals, right? Because I'm like, okay, in this scenario, do I have my kids or not? And if so, I've broken up with my partner. Like, where am I? Am I, like, emotionally well? Am I, like, desperate? Like, this is the thing. Like, am I, like, I'm 40, I've been dumped, I've got two kids, I've got to take what I can get. Am I, like, fuck him, I'm free. Have I not had kids in this scenario? And maybe I don't want them in this scenario. So I'm like, I'll fuck an air drummer, you know? Or maybe... Like... I don't like hypotheticals because you will understand this, well, right?
In this scenario, you're in a paddock.
Let me hit you with this. There's a train coming. There's six people on the tracks. They're all air drummers. Do you pull the lever?
I thought I was just coming on a fun podcast.
Would you go out with an air drummer?
I'd go out with anyone.
Well, a little peek behind the curtain. This was written because there's a guy at my gym who I think is a good-looking dude, but he's always air drumming. And I'm like, I reckon that would turn some people off.
On the machines?
In between his sets. I'm waiting to do my bench press, and he's there. Just get off, mate.
Does that burn a lot of calories?
Yeah. I reckon he's trying to get his steps up. He's just doing that. Like, yeah. All right. So a point there to Josie. Now to Josie. When Grace was in primary school, the school organised pen pals for everyone in the class. Grace loved it and got busy writing her letter. Her pen pal did not write back, though. Undeterred, Grace wrote another letter. And another. And another. After the 14th letter, she finally received one back from the kid's mum saying, thank you for the letters, but their daughter doesn't want to be a pen pal. Grace wrote back saying she understood and would the mum be interested in being her pen pal? The mum did not reply. Yeah or nah?
Okay. Firstly, I think this is beautiful. Secondly, where was the pen pal based?
I can't remember. I think I was based in Toowoomba, so they would have been just like in WA or something, just like further away. That's like not that far, you know? Not a different culture or anything, nothing interesting.
Right, and how did they choose the pen pals?
I don't know. I think there was some sort of like system where people put their addresses in and then it was like mixed up. But I think, yeah.
Like a keys party.
Yeah. That you were randomly allocated a child and children forget that they wanted to do things immediately. So I think they were like, "Why? I don't remember even signing up for this. Why would I do this?"
And do you remember what the letters you wrote were? Like, were they long? What was the subject matter?
I think I mostly just couldn't be bothered keeping a diary. I was like, what's the point of writing all this down if no one's going to read it, you know?
You were doing like a verbal Instagram story.
Basically, yeah.
Dear diary, is it okay if I call you that?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's just fun to go to the post office, you know? So.
Okay, I want to know for real, how did you feel about it?
Well, I think at a certain point I had accepted that they weren't reading them, but I was like, I've got a good diary going here. Like,
was it... Did you... Was this around the time of the song Stan by Eminem?
I don't think I've heard that song.
We should ask that for every story.
Just for context.
Yeah, just for a little bit of cultural context.
Okay, I
would do some Stan, but I don't want to beatbox and put you off.
Thank
so
you. Yeah. You're already on thin ice, 20 years older.
My tea's gone cold. I'm wondering why.
Okay, I want to believe this is true, so I'm going, yeah.
Oh, Josie, it's not true. This is a lie. Point there for Grace. Yeah. But I did capture Grace's spirit, right?
Oh, absolutely. I 100% believed an 8-year-old received a Dear John letter.
Did anyone have pen pals? Because
yeah.
We had...
Yeah. I had one in Bundaberg. Timothy Liner, is he in? I'm dead serious. He'd be like 42.
That is so...
His relative was an AFL player.
Which one?
Oh, fuck it. It'd be very good.
That is so funny because Harley Breen grew up in Bundaberg and you could have been lucky to get... You two could have been pen pals.
Yeah. That would have been he a wouldn't traumatic have pen pal experience. Just like a lot of religious trauma, letter by letter.
Because I had one in Portugal and they wrote... I wrote first, they wrote back. All theirs was about how much they love Guns N' Roses. I wrote back going, I don't really like Guns N' Roses, but I like this and this and this. I never heard back from them. That was it.
Got a yes and.
Unless it's like Guns N' Roses, they're taking a long time in between albums. Okay, so, right, to Grace. Now, Ray once got in trouble as a kid because he wrote on the side of their house, Mum is poos and wees and likes mice. The kicker, she does not like mice. Yeah or nah?
Why are you so mean to your mum?
Oh, that's true. There's a pattern of these stories. I spend a lot of time
with
her.
What was the motivation for this?
I can't remember. All I remember is we had a plum tree outside the house.
Yes.
And so I wrote it in plums.
Because you couldn't access blood.
I was a little boy. I would have run dry.
Well, you got a lot of dead birds to to go with.
And my mum hated mice. And so the kid logic was, I'll get back at her and I'll say, Mum likes mice. That was like the biggest roast I could think of at the time. Oh, and that she was poos and wheezy. double whammy.
You don't know what she had done?
No, but probably she didn't like being a pirate. I wrote on the side of the house I lived in right out into the paddock that she was squatting in.
I think that's true.
You think it's true? You are correct, Grace. This is a true story, yes.
I'd like to clarify, I have a good relationship with my mum. She messages me a lot, asking me how I'm going, if anything, too often.
So likes mice is the standard of insult I've come to expect from you. Yeah.
But you made it up to her, you told me. You wrote her a letter?
Yeah, I wrote her a letter and I said, Mum, you are not poos and wheeze.
And she never replied.
But my grandmother did want to keep sending me letters, so that was nice.
At the end of that round, the scores are Josie, Leo and Ray all on 4 points. In the lead now, we have Grace Jarvis.
Oh. Woo!
Hello.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I read out 10 questions about all four of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names, your buzzers again. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. On your round, you lose points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. Who here had 6 pet salamanders as a kid?
Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Josie.
No.
Josie.
No.
Ray.
No, it was actually...
Ray, it's Leon. It's Leon.
Only one can buzz in. Okay. It was Leo.
Yeah.
What a picture.
6.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a reason. Well, I like those little slimy guys.
I like this because of the panel, I went, all of them, I would put you last. Someone said, who here owns salamanders as a kid? You would be my 4th pick, Leo.
That's great because I've managed to both not lose the point and also humiliate everyone else.
Yes.
I was like, there are no salamanders in the Southern Hemisphere, right?
Sounds like someone wanted to own 6 salamanders.
We have other lizards.
What?
Pets, I think there are.
Are there?
Yeah, as a proud owner of 6 salamanders. I think there are.
Well, now that's what I'm going to do. Fuck my show. I'm going to go find a salamander.
So, Ray, you lived on a farm, so you would have had lots of animals. Was it an animal farm?
It was an animal farm. Like, the
very
famous
Orwellian. Orwellian.
Yeah, it was Orwellian. The pigs were in charge, I believe, and they said. There were some cows on there and there were some sheep on there. That was the farm.
No salamanders.
And then we had like a bunch. No salamanders. No time for lizards. You can't milk or get wool from a lizard.
Also, if you like little slimy guys, I have so many friends I can set you up with.
So, any pets though, Ray?
Multiple cats, dogs, okay. A cat named Tiger, the classic, a cat named Zazu, a dog named Blue, maybe? Oh, we had lots of pets.
Obviously loved it.
Scotty. Yeah. Oh, Scotty. I've got a routine about it. Scotty. There was a dog called Scotty. Yeah.
All right. Grace, did you have pets?
Yes, I had 4 guinea pigs and a dog. And
you,
then
you give off real guinea pig vibes.
I know. I know I do. I love guinea pigs. When I moved to Melbourne and the pandemic started happening, I moved here with another person from Queensland and we lost our minds because we moved down here to do comedy and we were like, let's get a rabbit. We've never seen a rabbit before because it's illegal to own a rabbit in Queensland. And I thought a rabbit would be just like a big guinea pig. It's like a small cat. She hates us so much. She wishes she didn't live with us. Guinea pigs are lovely. They chat.
No, they are not chatting to you. That is not what's going on.
No, they're chatting to each other. I don't
speak otherwise called
pig.
Conspiring.
Yeah.
Something a salamander would never do.
The guinea pig chatting to you, Grace, I'm imagining the cutest Son of Sam scenario ever. You need to watch Son of Sam. It's fine. The dog told him to kill everyone.
Do you
okay,
have a guinea pig story in there?
No, it's not in here.
Well, my guinea pigs died all at once, 4 of them.
I could see why that wasn't in the...
Yeah. And they all died and they were all lying there together Emma, this is how I learned about Jonestown. Because my mum looked at their furry corpses and said, it looks like a fuzzy Jonestown. And then I took a bunch of fur from each of their bodies and put it in a pasta sauce jar that is still in my parents' house. I love
Thanks
them.
Thanks for tuning in.
I love them so much.
Do you have pets, Jesse?
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of pets and none of them lasted that long. Like we had mice, which I did love. We had a hamster, I had a very dear hamster, fucking died. Had a rabbit, fucking died. Had a cat who went missing, very suspicious. We just had a whole bunch, but there was a lot of... I guess it's like they were teaching about death and then it was like, teaching them too much
teaching
pet
about
mice.
Death.
Pet mice.
We had pet mice when I was really little, but they kept like breeding, so we'd have like 25 mice. And then
pet mice strikes me as very poos and wees. I gotta say.
Question two. Who here has broken their arm 3 times? 2 of those was falling off the same horse.
Josie Long.
Yes, Josie.
Ray.
You are correct. Yes, it was Ray, yes.
I can't lift up my shirt right now, and it's terrible content for a podcast, but I have a scar running from my wrist all the way up.
Wow. Yeah.
It doesn't hurt right now.
All right. Who here, question three, who here once gate crashed an 18th, which was held on a boat, got so drunk they threw up everywhere and forced the boat to go back into dock and the party finished by 9 o'clock?
Grace.
I heard Grace first.
Leo.
Yeah, it was Leo, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate I don't seem like someone who owns salamanders, but I do seem like that guy.
So did you know the person or you just gate crashed?
No. I was only... It was pretty recent.
And did you try and pass it off as seasickness or you just went, no, I'm off my head?
I think it would have been... I don't remember. I really hope that I did because it was so clearly not seasickness. It was a really fancy boat. But also, like, who does a party on a boat?
I think it's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive that you have the like confidence to just wander onto a random boat.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I have this amazing confidence trick, which is drink 10 beers.
Ah. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Just floating on in
fumes. Yeah. Yeah, I know. What was it? Samantha's a girlfriend. Yeah.
Also, just to go back to what Grace said, that was actually the first draft of Carly Simon's You're So Vain. Like, you walked on with confidently onto a boat. That's and went... There's something in this. There's something in this.
So
question
many
4.
Song references I don't understand. Why does he always do this to me?
Question 4. Who got a visa to work in America, but then COVID happened and they couldn't go, so pretty much spent $7,000 on nothing?
Leo Reich.
Yes, Leo.
Josie Long.
It was Josie Long. Yes, point there for Leo. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... That's a sad one.
It was pretty... It's pretty brutal, you know? Yeah. Just like... afterwards, I was like... I could have fucking bought a sculpture and burnt it. I could have done anything.
Yeah, but
with
think
that
about
money.
You know, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, and the reason was the world was terrible and it was bad.
And but in the end, look, I got a point.
That's true. We would never have got that point.
Look at it like that. Yeah. Look at it like that.
I'm going to invoice for you for $7,000. Yeah.
You sound just like that boat lady.
Question 5. Who once had an audience member turn up to their show with a bunch of baby possums in her bra?
Leo.
Yes, Leo.
Ray.
No, that was Grace Jarvis.
No!
Put off Leo.
She hated it as well. She was like...
What, hang on, the show or the
show?
Possums?
She hated she's got my show. She sat there like, like, oh, why is this girl talking? I'm like, you've got possums in your bra. I'm not the weirdest person here.
How
for
many?
Once.
How many?
Like 6.
What?
She was keeping them warm.
Are possums a pest here?
No.
Oh, good.
They're native.
Oh, yeah, cool. Well, that's a little fun fact for me.
You gotta stop hitting them with your car. People are attached in this country.
I think just because an animal is not a pest, it doesn't mean you have to suckle them. But I've never been to Australia before.
No, she was like feeding them with a little bottle. She wasn't like breastfeeding the possums, although that would have been more impressive, I'll be honest. She was the wife of one of my dad's friends from the army. Which is how I... This is how every weird audience interaction happens. It's because someone my dad was in the fucking army with comes to my shows, they're too supportive, or they're like... They're either like horrified at the idea that I'm talking, or a genuine war veteran tells me I am brave. Which is a fucked up way to live.
Question six. Who here once threw a pot plant at their sibling's head because they were losing in a game of table tennis?
Grace.
Right. I heard Gray first, sorry.
I don't actually know. I want to guess Leo as well.
You are correct. It was Leo, yes.
That's what I was going to guess as well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the picture that we're stitching together. Angry, drunk, salamander guy.
Next comedy festival show.
Tell you what, if you could find a pot plant on the high seas, you'd still be on that boat.
Older sibling, younger sibling?
Older sibling.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Punching up.
He deserved it. He was 2 points ahead.
I am very concerned. Don't keep the pot plants away from this man.
It missed.
I can't afford another head injury.
Question seven. Whose first paid gig, a guy had his phone thrown up into the ceiling and the guy climbed on the table, shirtless to get it, and this person who was doing comedy chose to ignore the whole thing?
Josie.
Yes, Josie.
Was it Ray?
It was Ray, yes. Point there for Josie.
Yeah, you could tell I don't have the confidence to address a situation like that.
So explain. So his friends threw his phone.
Yeah, I mean, a part of the story is that I wasn't watching, but my what I was told after is that I think the phone went off, and I was like, oh, they'll deal with that, and then they did try to deal with it, but unfortunately the phone was in the rafters, and so this guy had to climb up on the table to grab it, and he was also shirtless. So that was my first paid gig. I was like, you know, comedy's for me.
Question nine. Whose mum was a contestant on Start of the Century, lost, but said the reason she lost was her buzzer wasn't working properly?
Leo.
Yes, Leo.
Grace.
No, that's Josie Long. Put off, Leo.
Thanks,
Mum.
Is that
an air-drumming person?
My mum, she really, really loves any trivia, as do I. She fucking was desperate to get on a TV game show. She got on Sale of a Century and she kept the video, and it is the bleakest thing in the world because her buzzer did not work. And what happens is every question, you see my mum frantically pressing her buzzer, and then this fucking guy 5 seconds later being like, I think it's cornflakes. And my mum being like, it's cornflakes! They never address the situation. My mum is a really great person. And
I love my uncle.
Yeah. Please cut
that. I don't think either of them are Patreon subscribers.
So my mum, I think to her mind, like, she would love to see herself as like the hero who was thwarted. I think also perhaps the other guy was better, but it is very sad. But she won, at the end of it, a metal steamer for vegetables and one volume of an encyclopedia. Like H through I.
A lot of good stuff happened in H through I.
We're not fucking around.
Hats, you know.
Happy.
Iguanas, another lizard.
Iguanas.
I've told this story before, but in this country, so we had a celebrity Sale of the Century, and the singer Dave Graney was on there, and he lost, but he said, I knew all the answers the other people were getting right, I just wasn't quick enough, but they didn't know the answers I got right, so technically I was the smartest person. That was 30 years ago. He still tells that story. Like, he's still going on about it.
You should meet my mum.
Yeah. All right, this is the last question. Who here had someone on Twitter tell this person after their first ever TV appearance that their outfit was so ugly they should be killed?
Grace?
Yes, Grace.
Josie?
No, it was Leo. Oh. Boy, oh, Grace.
Okay, first there was this guy.
No, just because
the others wouldn't be on TV.
Because we're women and people love to threaten to kill us.
Yeah, that's so true. To be fair, like, yeah, you would expect, wouldn't you?
This doesn't feel like the right panel to say this on, but I was wearing dungarees.
I'm always under attack when I come on this podcast. Everyone's always out to get me on this thing.
Did you reply to them?
I think I just liked it.
Yeah. That's the best. Win. Fuck with their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you want me dead? We have a lot in common.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Leo Reich on 3 points. Go for Leo. Grace Jarvis on 4 points. Ray O'Leary on 5 points. And our winner on 6 points is Josie Long, everyone.
Thank you.
Doing what her mum cannot do and winning a game.
I avenge my mother.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.